Democrat Senator John Fetterman praises ICE arresting illegal child sex predators as GOP Representative Ana Paulina Luna calls for death penalty. By Hannah Knudsen on July 29, 2025. Democrat Senator John Fetterman, DPA, is praising the actions of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arresting well over 200 illegal aliens with criminal histories involving child sex crimes, while GOP Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, is calling for the death penalty for these individuals. In the Houston area alone, ICE has arrested 214 child sex offenders in the last 6 months. ICE put this in greater perspective by noting in a press release that the 214 arrests were more than the Houston field office arrested during the entire 2024 fiscal year, when officers there arrested 211 illegal aliens charged or convicted of child sex offenses. I don't support or agree with all of ICE's tactics or actions. I do fully support moves like these, Fetterman said, deviating from many of his fellow Democrats. This makes our nation more secure and all our children safer. This is not the first time Fetterman has deviated from his party to defend ICE, stating earlier this month that calls to abolish ICE are inappropriate and outrageous. Rep. Luna did not mince words, either, calling to skip deportation altogether. Go directly to the death penalty. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, she said. ICE highlighted some of the arrestees. For instance, Jesus Gutierrez Mireles, a three-time deported criminal alien from Mexico, who has been convicted of aggravated sexual assault of a child and driving while intoxicated. Manuel Antonio Castro Juarez, from El Salvador, has been convicted of sexual assault of a minor and twice for illegal reentry. Sergio Rolando Galvan Guerrero is another three-time deported criminal alien from Mexico who has a conviction of a DWI and aggravated sexual assault of a child. Parise. Related video, thank you, officers. ICE busts alleged MS-13 member in U.S. suburb. ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Houston Acting Field Office Director Paul McBride said in a statement that the coordination of resources and expertise has resulted in the arrest and removal of historic numbers of violent criminal aliens, transnational gang members and child sex offenders. While we still have a long way to go to truly get this crisis under control, the strides we have made in just 6 months to make our local communities safer are substantial. And our officers continue to work tirelessly every day to get the worst of the worst criminal aliens out of Southeast Texas to return our communities to places we can all enjoy, McBride added.